And today is the 10th birthday for Poetry Day Ireland, with lots of events taking place across the whole island. The theme for this year is Good Sports. The organisers say they're inviting you to read, write and share a poem today. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke is out in Inchicore this morning. And Evelyn, you're there with a group of local school kids. So they're having a basketball, explain this to me, with a poetic twist.
Yes, I know. Slam Dunk it's called here. So today the children, the sixth class pupils from Scolwergon Smol in Inchicore, they're swapping basketball for kind of word ball, I suppose is how we describe it. So instead of throwing balls around the place, which is happening right now, they'll be throwing words around the place. And it's busy, it's going to be great fun here. And just get a little sense of the excitement, I got to speak to one of the children earlier. This is the voice of Lily Kenny, who'll be enjoying basketball slam dunk today.
We're going to be doing poetry slam dunk. It's like a combination of poetry and basketball mixed together. I heard about it last week, and we were just, me and Adele were just helping practice like drills that we were going to do, and we made a poster. The poster is just poetry slam dunk, and then we're going to put it over the whiteboard when we're going to play.
Tell me about the difference between the basketball you play and what you'll be doing today in slam dunk.
Instead of a ball, we're throwing words around.
This is so exciting here this morning. And would you believe that the principal here this morning also has a side gig? We might know him as a really well-known referee. This is David Goff, who's the principal here. David, you're standing here in the sunshine with me. Lots of energy here. The theme this year, Good Sports, that has particular resonance for you and the children here. Why did you want to get involved in this event?
Well, it was an easy sell for us here in Inchicore when Juliette Saramond mooted the idea first, and it was linked with sport. We really jumped at the opportunity to have her in to talk to the kids about the importance of poetry, but to do it through play, because play is so much fun for the children. And poetry at its very simplest is play with language and play with words, and that is what the children will get to experience today. And doing it through play makes it so much more fun and accessible for them.
So this idea of swapping the basketball for words, I imagine there was immediate enthusiasm and interest.
No, the children were delighted, and we know as educators that some of the children will work great in collaborative environments, but some will work better in cooperative environments. So this gives an opportunity to marry the two together, to get the children working in groups and in pairs, but also gives that competitive edge and to create poetry, and it all just works together.
Well, it's definitely going to be busy here this morning. Now, just to say as well, Mary, that there are hundreds of events taking place all over the country for Poetry Day. Big, long list. I'll just pick one or two of them. Like at 1 o'clock, there's a free event, a street poetry tour happening around Dublin City Centre. Thankfully, the sun is shining this morning, so that should be lovely. There are open mic events happening in every corner across the country as well. So people who are aspiring poets or maybe just want to sit back and listen to it all, check out things like in Derry Library or in Tipperary in the Feather Town Hall there as well. And then in Dublin tonight, a special event celebrating the work of Van Bolen taking place. So there's no excuse really for anybody not to dig out the old soundings that we used to have for the Leaving Cert. Dust it down, take it out and enjoy it. And just to end this morning, just going to give you a flavour of one of the poems the children will be celebrating. This is Read to Us Now by Adele O'Connor, and it's a poem that takes that theme of good sports to heart. It's called In Between Times.
I also really like In Between Times. Sneak in the crack times. Steal a moment times with no one listening. Nothing counting. Rush the court times. Throw hoops between quarter times. Messing about with balls time. Try for three-pointer times. No drills and no score. No thinking, no clock. Just play time.
Just well, play time. Isn't that fantastic, Evelyn?
It is, because it's a bit dangerous here, to be honest, Tonya. I was standing here looking at all these lovely poems, and then balls were flying over my head as well. So I wasn't expecting that part of it. But as I was saying earlier, like, there's just so many other events on. For example, in County Antrim and the Robinson Memorial Hospital, they have spent the week building up to Poetry Day. They're running an event called A Poem in This Place, Medicine for the Mind. So that's one of the big things they're going to be doing. And then there's another one in Naas, which I think sounds absolutely gorgeous. May Leonard is called the Poetry Roundabout, right? So May is going to be going through the area, stopping, talking to people, sharing poetry with her. So really every corner of the country, the island this morning, people are getting ready to shake down the poetry books and bring poetry to life and bring that energy, I suppose, to this event, because it's the 10th year of it, the 10th anniversary of this event. So it's growing, and getting the children involved, of course, as David Goff was saying there, is so important. That idea of taking the good sports theme to heart, playing with words, words, enjoying their words. And, you know, we might even get a poem myself written by midday. You'd never know. I mean, you know, anything is possible on a day like Poetry Day.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot now and ask you, because Mary and I were discussing here, what's your favourite poem?
Do you know, I was thinking about this coming in this morning, and it's very hard to go past Seamus Heaney. I'm a huge Martina Evans fan as well, but something like Scaffolding, I just absolutely just breaks my heart, and that's kind of the joy of poetry, isn't it?
You agree, Mary?
Yeah, you know, before you said that, Evelyn, Scaffolding immediately came into my head, and I had it read at my wedding a couple of years ago, and
aww,
it really is a stunningly beautiful and meaningful poem.
That's, I think it's a thing of
gorgeous. Can you give us a couple of lines?
I can't give you a couple of lines, but I mean, scaffolding, the clue is in the name, Evelyn, isn't it? I mean, it's the building blocks of life, the solidity of life. And if the building blocks are there, we'll all be safe and well.
I know. I think it's that image of taking marriage and taking it apart in relationships and going, what's there? And what Seamus Heaney and so many of the poets that we're going to look at today do so beautifully, it's bringing that extra flavour, isn't it, to our ordinary life and making you think about it in a different way. And that's what they're going to do with the children here this morning, make them break down the poems and have fun with it too.
I think I'll be opening Mary Oliver when I go home as well, but I mean, there's so many to choose from.
Okay, well, here it goes. Masons, when they start upon a building, are careful to test out the scaffolding. Make sure that planks won't slip at busy points. Secure all ladders, tighten bolted joints. And yet all this comes down when the job's done, showing off walls of sure and solid stone. So if, my dear, there sometimes seem to be old bridges breaking between you and me, never fear. We may let the scaffolds fall, confident we have built our wall. There you go, Mary.
Perfect, isn't it?
Happy Poetry Day.